Join the conversation
on the Cape Talk app, online and across the Cape on 567 AM.
You're with Cape Talk.
Okay, let's try again with Dr. Christian Schuller. We're talking about ADHD. Christian, can perhaps let's start by defining what it is for those who aren't aware.
Okay. ADHD, of course, it stands for Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder. I think it's also important to clarify that some people may not have the hyperactive impulsive symptoms and may only be the inattentive, and that would then be called in the lay press ADD instead of the ADHD. The treatment thereof is exactly the same. People respond exactly the same to the treatment. I just wanted to clarify the difference between ADHD and ADD.
And a lot of people...
And the symptoms is, of course, as you mentioned earlier, it's the core symptoms is inattentiveness, hyperactivity, and impulsivity.
Yeah. So any kind of interaction is trying to improve the concentration, memory, and motivation to complete tasks. But before we get into that, a lot of people think of that in terms of children because they hear about the prescriptions of children who are naughty in school. But adults get it too.
Absolutely. Many years ago when I was trained, we were taught that ADHD somehow magically disappears at the age of 16, which is, of course, not true. About 70% of children with ADHD grow up to have some symptoms, at least, of ADHD in adulthood, not necessarily necessary to be treated with medication, but they do still suffer with symptoms. About 30% of adults who are children with ADHD still actually needs medication throughout their life.
And that's quite considerable when you think of that kind of chronic medication. July is a mental health month. Many people don't think of ADHD as being a mental issue. Many people say it's a behavioral issue. What's your take on this?
No, it absolutely falls under the psychiatric banner, if you'd like. The consequences of not treating ADHD is quite severe. First of all, the associated symptoms with the lack of concentration is poor prioritizing, not motivated to start your work, very poor task completion. Obviously, they get into trouble because they're forgetful. If I talk about not children, but adults as well, you know, they do work and they forget it at home and they don't take it to work, but they're always late with handing things in. So, and that often then leads to depression. I often see children in the grade 9, 10 phase of their schooling, especially the clever kids that could, in spite of having ADHD, did quite well. But then they come to see me with depression and anxiety and all sorts of emotional problems. Obviously with evaluation, one sees it's actually just a secondary effect of the struggles that they have due to the non-treatment of their ADHD.
And it is really about the kind of pressures that are mounting in both school and in the workplace.
Absolutely. But I don't know if you're alluding to using the medication to enhance performance, which is, of course, a different topic, and in my opinion would be abuse of the medication.
Well, I think we do need to look at the abuse of that, but let's, before we get to the abuse, let's look at the medication and when it works. We shouldn't throw it out completely. A lot of people say, oh, it shouldn't be used, and that's probably because it's overused.
I don't think it's overused at all. If you look at the percentage of people who have ADD or ADHD, it's far more than the scripts being written for it or the use of it. I do think it's sometimes incorrectly prescribed, so not everything that looks like ADHD is, of course, ADHD. If you have, let's say, problems at home, your symptoms might look very similar to that of a child with ADHD, and that needs to be evaluated first before you can make the diagnosis. So you have to have a differential diagnosis, and cut out all the diagnoses that might look like it and it's not, because those children are often prescribed it, especially the children with behavior problems. It's called conduct disorders. They are put onto Ritalin to help them with their behavior. It doesn't work. It doesn't do much. And then, of course, the medication, whether it's Ritalin or Concerta or Neocon, gets a bad name. But it was wrongly prescribed then, in my opinion. If you have the proper diagnosis, the effect is quite amazing. It's probably, as a psychiatrist, one of the most rewarding conditions to treat, especially if you work with adults who's never been treated, and the effect it has on their lives, on their family lives.
Do you think? Do you think the misuse of treatment is about parents asking for it or doctors being script happy?
Yeah, I always hear these things the same as you, that someone is, the teachers say the child is very difficult in the classroom, can't sit still and stuff like that, and then they get sent off to a general practitioner who then just prescribes medication for this condition. And as I say, I think that would be the wrong way going around, because there might be other syndromes that might just really look like ADHD and it's not. So I think before someone is diagnosed with ADHD, they should really see a specialist in the field of ADHD, whether it's a child psychiatrist or an adult psychiatrist that has a little bit more experience in the diagnosis of ADHD. And of course, we often make use of educational psychologists who do full batteries of tests. Take 4 or 5 hours, and that's also very helpful to distinguish children with learning disabilities. You know, if you have a dyscalculia or struggle to read and to spell, it might also looks like ADHD, but it's not, or a child maybe even that can't hear properly or see on the board. So there's all these things that one has to consider before you make the diagnosis of ADHD. And then treated appropriately, of course.
And you're saying going to a specialist, which is what you are. Tell us what myadhd.co.za is.
Yeah, I think I heard you said earlier I'm involved with them. I'm not. Myadhd.co.za is a website, and I think a very good website that is very balanced in the way they write about ADHD and the side effects and the possibility of abuse and so forth. But I'm not involved with them.
Okay. Thank you. I see that. You are on their website as a specialist. Thank you so much for your time.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah. So that was my confusion. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for your time on Cape Talk. Much appreciated.
All right. Okay. Do I hope it was helpful? Thank you for inviting me.